guys, welcome back to the Voices of Protest podcast, listened exclusively on Spotify. I'm William Franks, and today I'll be speaking on the topic of protest poetry and how it can change people's opinions. We'll look at two forms of protest poetry, with Bob Dylan's Hurricane and Eminem's Without Me. I'll give you some background on Bob Dylan and his song The Hurricane. Bob Dylan was a pop icon in the 1960s. His releasing of the Freewheeling of Bob Dylan album showed the world how poetic and original he was in his music, and in 1976 he released the album Desire, which had the song Hurricane and was a protest song on the arrest of a black man for a triple murder that Dylan argues he didn't commit. The song goes for around 8 minutes and tells about the evidence that the trial to say was stupid, or the words of a song, A Pig Circus. Now for some background on Eminem. Marshall Bruce Mathers is his real name and was born in 1972. He's an American rapper with consistently called one of the most influential rappers of all time. His song Without Me was a huge success on the album The Eminem Show and topped the charts in 15 countries. The song was the start of the album and wanted to hit off with a bang and to show that Eminem is back. The music video was run through of a bunch of different scenes of TV shows with a goal to stop a young boy from listening to one of his CDs, which is rated for parental guidance. These songs both are centered around hard, controversial topics and have largely changed. These songs are both centered around hard, controversial topics and largely change people's opinions. They do this by using poetic techniques such as rhyming, rhythm, tone, free verse, similes, metaphors, imagery, and onomatopoeia. Just to name a few. In Hurricane, in the line, pistol shots rang out in the night of the barroom. It has examples of the ring onomatopoeia, and the line uses rhythm to flow from this line to the next, and tells us about the barroom using its imagery. The next line, Enter Patty Valentine from Upper Floor, this line shows how free verse is used and not everything rhymes, and tells the story much better that way. The line, Less You Want to Draw the Heat, is also an example of a metaphor, as the police will take you in or mark you as suspicious, and that's all drawn from the word the heat. In Eminem's music, Without Me, they want Shady, I'm Chopped Liver. Line. Chopped is an example of onomatopoeia in the line. Now this looks like a job for me is an example of repetition for the chorus, and the word job means to give him a platform for his controversy and being the best rapper in the rap game. This line shows the use of rhythm as it continues through the chorus. Guess Who's Back. Guess Who's Back shows free verse using the element of storytelling rather than rhyming. This looks like a job for me shows imagery and similes as he's looking for work. As if he was looking for work. Both of these poems are full of poetic techniques and give so much more power to the words and the meanings they convey. Eminem uses many ideas of protest, particularly in the lines, I just settled all my lawsuits, F you Debbie, in relation to the lawsuit his mother filed against him for the song My Name Is, in an early release where Marshall won the lawsuit eventually. Other ways he talks about hard topics is rapping about his grudges with Chris Kirkpatrick and Limp Bizkit, as well as his relations with the genre of techno. He shares his views on these topics with aggression, and this has changed many people's minds on how they view these people. In Bob Dylan's Hurricane, Dylan voices clearly his perspectives on the case and Carter, the man accused of the murder, and why it is wrong despite being in a time where racism was everywhere, therefore causing his opinion to change others in a large and important way at the time. This song is known for being the song that actually did something and changed people's minds on the case and possibly black people overall. Wrapping up, These are two examples of protest poetry and how the people's opinions have been changed. I'm William Franks, and this has been the Voices of Protest podcast, signing off.